Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast is the first for January 2025, for January 4th, 2025. And I'm grateful that you chose to be with me. How kind of you, how generous of you, how merciful of you to spend some time with me here on these podcasts. They're interesting to me, what people ask, and it never ceases to amaze me how we are. I hope in this new year I'm able to help you enter into the light, because that's our theme. We have a workshop coming up here in Monterey, actually Carmel, this morning, and I'm very, very grateful to have the privilege of doing this. We're going to do Kintsugi. We're going to work on forgiveness and mercy, and I'm giving out my rocks that I give every year to people to keep in their pocket. It has a message on it, something that is just for them that they choose, and then each is going to get a Kintsugi cup that has been made by a couple of my students who broke them and then rebuilt them. And if you work on this kind of thing about healing the part of us that does not, shall we say, understand the method or the teachings of love within, then maybe, just maybe, there might be some opening to the light. We're going to work on forgiveness. There's going to be some beautiful new meditations to help my students prepare for the February retreat that is going to be happening in our new facility. And I'm grateful to have all of this happen, and I'm humbled by my students. So the first question for the year comes from Kathy in Los Angeles. She follows us and is very kind in her comments and very forthright in her questioning. So she goes into the basics of the election last year, and how Mr. Trump won the whole thing, and what it means to her, and it isn't good, and there isn't anything good in her assessment of it. And she asks, why can't we all just get along? You know, the old saying, why can't we just get along with each other? We can't, Kathy. We just can't. We have too many diversified ideals about intellectually about what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. It just is never going to happen. And there is a great deal of short-sightedness in this world. That's a polite way of saying stupidity, but it is stupidity. And we think in terms of trying to solve problems through the means of our genetic acuities, which are not too keen on the idea of getting along. So let me get into it just a little bit here. If a person lives by their body, Kathy, which most people do, they live in the sole purpose of pleasuring their body, having their body pleasure them. If we live in the absoluteness of the human body and trying to make it to formulate conditions and circumstances and emotions that are pleasurable, then we are trying to usher in the dopamine and the serotonins and the estrogen and the testosterone to formulate some kind of means for a change in emotion and mood. I'm keeping it real simple here. So this doesn't work. It just doesn't work. There is no way to maneuver my chemistry, let's say, to formulate the kind of dopamine that would make me feel happy. unless something in the physical world were to happen to me that made me believe that I was now happy and I was secure in that happy and that it would never go away. So this is the way people are. This is the way people live. They live according to their body. Kathy, you live according to yours, as you have told me many times. This is going to bring about the means of a tremendous misunderstanding in your life, and you're never going to get what it's all about. You're never going to see what living is truly all about. We are not here to be happy. Now, that's the first thing. If I'm going to live by my body, then it's a precarious position I put myself in, and it's going to be a rough go. And that's what most people do. They don't know what nourishes them. They don't know what raises them. We don't know what nurtures us, and we don't know what protects us. We don't know any of those things because we live by the auspice of our body and what it dictates to us. So, with all that being said, we can't get along with each other because we can't get along with ourselves. We look at the way the world is and how it functions as people, and there are so many diversified ideas and ideals and beliefs and thoughts that it is impossible to take all of these cats and maneuver them into a straight line. It just doesn't work. Even Jesus said, in this world, you will always have the poor, and there will always be wars and rumors of wars. There always will be. And the reason for this, obviously, is our ideals. We think we're right. Does anyone listening to my voice right now not think that they are right? Absolute. Sure. Most people have no idea what they really are, what they're really doing, how they take their life and homogenize it into collective unconscious and make it a part of the collective, what is right, what is morally right, what is good. We homogenize our life to such a degree, it's not recognizable. And yet we have had people come into this world, people of awakening, people of insight. We've had the Buddha, beautiful man, must have been a very beautiful man because he had such beautiful teachings. Same with Jesus, same with, well, Socrates for that matter. We've had a lot of very interesting people. I've met them in India. I have met awakened people. They don't fuss and fume about the world, Kathy. They simply accept the world as it is because we are that world, and there is no way to try to get people to change their world. They want their world the way they want it. And even if it's not the way they would like it to be, they're not going to change themselves because they believe that they are right. We live in absolutism. And because we are absolute about the way we think and the way we believe and what we deem right and wrong, good and bad, we do create conflict. And most people, I know you may not believe this, but I found it to be true in my existence, most people like conflict. And the more conflict they can have, the more interesting their life becomes, and they can go into their pseudo sense of self-righteousness and think that they are not a part of it and that they didn't do any of this and they have the answers and everybody else is stupid and blah, 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 blah. On and on it goes. So we rebel against the wrong aspect of ourselves. We rebel against love. We rebel against kindness. We rebel against mercy. And we have no interest at all in anything that would be transcendent. No interest at all. We're too busy fussing around and playing around with what we think of as what would make me happy. And that's the end of it, you know, for most people. They just don't get it. we're never going to get along. We're never. Be true to yourself. Find that place in you where there is love. Be true to that place and never waver from it. Create and find consciousness and never waver from it. Kathy, thank you for your beautiful question. I'm looking forward to hearing from you again. Please forgive me, all of you. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Namaste.